Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's C. Sparky Pfeiffer on 1250 AM The Fan, 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out here on a Pick and Save Football Friday. And lots to talk about concerning Green Bay. Lots of Jordan Love in the news as of late. We'll talk with Andy Herman from the Pack-A-Day podcast. Anytime we talk about Green Bay, it's sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits with their 7 employee-owned locations serving Milwaukee, OttosWineAndSpirits.com. So before we get to the Rams, let's talk about Jordan Love. A story from Jason Wildy at the end of last week talking about Jordan Love going to get with his agent and figure out what he wants to do this offseason. If you were Jordan Love, Andy Herman, what would you do?
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page as Jordan Love here. This would be his fourth year entering the season. And if I'm Jordan Love or if I'm his agent, that's a time where you are a former first-round pick, obviously, a top 25 pick in that draft. The team moved up for you, first and fourth-round picks, and you're heading into your fourth season, and you basically haven't had an opportunity to prove that you can be a starter in the NFL. You're starting to hear from Packer teammates that they think he's ready to be a starter in the NFL. Darius Slay, even after just 10 snaps with Jordan, seeing Jordan Love in that Philadelphia game, went on his podcast and said Green Bay has a very bright future with Jordan Love, the way that he played in that game. You're starting to hear some buzz that this may be one of the top quarterbacks that's capable of actually starting games in the NFL. There's only 32 of those. And if I'm Jordan Love, it's not necessarily that he can just demand to go to a spot where he can start, but you at least want to be able to go to a spot where you can compete for a starting job. And he will not have that in Green Bay, assuming that Aaron Rodgers comes back. So if the Packers and Rodgers decide that they're going to continue to do this for this upcoming season and who knows how long after, if you're in Jordan Love's camp, then yeah, I think I want an opportunity to go out and compete somewhere else. And you can certainly understand where he'd be coming from in that situation.
So let me ask you this. If you're the Packers and you go to Jordan Love and say, look, you got your fifth year option. What is it, $20 million or whatever the case may be. Rodgers, yep. Rodgers has to be on board with this, right? So Aaron's got to tell you how much longer he plans on playing. If it's, hey, after next year I'm done, I'm going to play 2 more years and then I'm done, he's got to be willing to play ball here. But then go and try and work out an extension with Jordan Love. I pulled up SpotTrack, the top 14 salaries, and with Ryan Tannehill at $29.5 million, then a drop-off to Brady and Jameis Winston at $15 and $14 million, and then a significant drop-off to Mariota and Trevor Lawrence and Joe Burrow. And those guys are all going to get paid on rookie deals, obviously, with Lawrence and Burrow, not Mariota. They're at about $9 million. I mean, if you're talking $20 million, that puts them right around 15 if he averages $20 million for 2 or 3 years after that fifth-year option. Do you think that's something that he would consider if they were willing to go that route?
Yeah, so here's the thing that makes this super difficult, right? We don't know what Green Bay feels about Jordan Love. Maybe they just don't feel like he can be a capable starter in the NFL. And I think the biggest tell in that regard would be last year when Green Bay had the opportunity to get the huge lion share trade from the Denver Broncos and being able to pick up all those picks. It's been reported that the Broncos wanted Aaron Rodgers first. When they did not get Aaron Rodgers, they pivoted to Russell Wilson. You got to think if Rodgers was their first choice, Green Bay probably could have gotten that same package from the Seahawks got for Russell Wilson. So, they didn't feel comfortable going with Jordan Love at that time and getting that huge lion's share of draft picks and players that they would have been able to get from Denver. So, you have to wonder if they even feel like Jordan Love is that guy in Green Bay. And if they don't feel that way, if they feel like after seeing him for 3 years that they don't think he's the guy, then that complicates matters quite a bit. And maybe they do just go in a different direction and say, hey, we'll see what we can get for Jordan Love. and we'll start that process over. There's going to be, potentially 9 quarterbacks taken in the top 100 of the draft this year. Maybe Green Bay says, hey, we'll pick up whatever compensation we can get for Jordan, let another team have a chance. And then we'll take one of those guys in the top 100 and see if we can kind of start that process over and go with Rodgers for the next couple of years. So that's the number one thing that complicates it, is what does Green Bay think of Jordan Love? Number two, as you mentioned, is what's Aaron Rodgers' status? Do they get any sort of guarantee that this isn't just a year-by-year thing again? When do they, learn from Rodgers that he even wants to play next season? Have they had that conversation already? So there's so many of these unknowns. And then, of course, another one is, what could they get for Jordan Love? Is this something where they might be able to recoup the assets that they got in the first place, a first-round pick?
I don't think so.
I think this is probably, agreed, right? So it's probably more of like a third or fourth-round pick situation, or maybe a similar type of player, and you're not getting your return on investment if you're Brian Gutekunst on that either. So there's a lot of different things that are going to go into this situation. But, could Jordan Love consider staying around and getting that fifth-year option and playing next year if they think, Rodgers is going to be gone after, one more season? Then, there could be something that's worked out there. But there's a lot of unknowns in this situation as well.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of egg on the Packers' face if they trade him for a third-round pick at this point. And that's why I just think at this point, if you're the Packers, again, like you said, if you believe he's that guy after Aaron Rodgers, then you just have to try and extend him and say, okay, not only are we going to pick up the fifth-year option, we want to extend you 2 or 3 years past that, an average of $20 million or whatever. Because, again, that puts him in the middle of the pack in the NFL, right around 15th. In salaries, which isn't horrible by any means. You can still add players around Jordan Love on offense or help him on defense to make that football team going forward better. If they don't think he's the guy, then we're talking about drafting a quarterback again or trading for a guy, because now there's talk in San Francisco. If Brock Purdy actually is as good as what people think he might be, then what happens to Trey Lance? Does he get moved at some point this offseason? Does he get more in return than Jordan Love, Andy Herman? I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a great point as well. And that's, if you look at the potential moving pieces at quarterback this year, there's already talk that Tom Brady could be moving spots. Yep. Trey Lance could be moving spots. Jimmy Garoppolo, if Brock Purdy ends up being that guy, could be moving spots. Matt Ryan probably moving on in Indianapolis. Like, there's a lot of different moving pieces. As mentioned, up to 9 quarterbacks taken in the top 100, multiple free agent quarterbacks available. Geno Smith in Seattle is interesting. Lamar Jackson is interesting. Even Tyler Huntley in Baltimore.
If
Lamar stays, he could end up going, and me too, right? So, there's a lot of different pieces. But again, if you're Jordan Love, it's not saying like, hey, I need to go somewhere where I can be the guy. It's like, all right, does another team maybe take a guy in the third round or have maybe Desmond Ridder at quarterback if you're the Falcons, but Jordan Love at least gets the opportunity to go to one of these places and compete with one of those quarterbacks to be the guy. And again, if I'm Jordan Love, I'm at least open to that opportunity and seeing if I can get that chance. It's his fourth season. He has to be able to show it at some point.
Pack-A-Day podcast, it's so, so good with Andy Herman. He just does a great job. And all the people that help him out and do that podcast all do a great job. Make sure to check it out if you can. Packers, Rams, Romeo comes back. So it'll be the first time, 52 snaps, I think, him and Watson have played together throughout the entire course of the season. Plus, you had Turi in there. What was your thoughts on this wide receiver room coming into the year? And what are your thoughts on this wide receiver room going forward into the offseason?
Yeah, I think the big question mark that I had is, A, you are leaning a lot on first-round picks, but on draft picks, right? So on Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, to a lesser extent, Samori Toure, you're keeping 3 rookies on that initial roster. And that's always a crapshoot, right? You're not sure quite what you're going to get in that scenario. With any rookies playing in their first season, there's going to be a learning curve. I think Green Bay has to be incredibly excited with the progress of all 3 of those rookies. I mean, a 7th-round pick, is you might as well be blindfolded and take a dartboard out and throw a dart at a pick and say, like, all right, that's our guy, because the odds of hitting on anyone there is incredibly slim. Yet Samori Toure looks like he could be a guy down the road that could be maybe a number 3, number 4 wide receiver for you. In the 4th round, we forget, right, that, Romeo Doubs is selected in Jamon Moore territory. Jamon Moore did absolutely nothing in Green Bay. Couldn't stay on the team, was cut pretty quickly. And that's the same spot, basically, where they get Romeo Doubs. Romeo Doubs looks like a legitimate starting receiver in the NFL already. And then, of course, we've seen what Christian Watson can do. I had question marks coming in just based on how that youth would translate early in the season, especially with Christian Watson being a guy that didn't play a ton of traditional wide receiver at North Dakota State. But the early returns on all 3 of those guys is extremely exciting. I think the next question was really going to be with Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins hadn't showed anything in his previous stints in the, you know, with his last couple teams, the Ravens, the Chiefs, et cetera. He looked like he was kind of washed up. And, you know, putting any sort of veteran deal on him and having faith that he could come in and change things around. He just played with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. It wasn't like all of a sudden he was going to come to Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers was going to unlock this potential and talent. He didn't look like he had much in the tank. He suffered injuries in, his last two, a few stints. And we saw the same thing with Sammy Watkins again this year. Injury issues, not able to separate. Really good blocker, but you're not getting paid at wide receiver to be a really good blocker. And then what would Allen Lazard and Randall Cobb be able to get coming back? Lazard's basically been as expected, I think, with a little bit more burden on him being the guy. I don't think he's been quite as good without Devonta Adams across from him, but he's basically the same Allen Lazard that we've seen for the past few seasons. And I think the big thing with this, wide receiver group as a whole is you have Lazard miss a few games. You have Watkins miss a few games. Watson misses a few games, including early in the season when he can't play in training camp. Romeo Doubs misses a few games. Like you start adding Cobb, et cetera. All of these guys end up missing multiple games. And I think that's what really put this wide receiver core behind the eight ball this season. And now, and that, like you mentioned, we finally will get to see, I think, the true potential, hopefully, with Doubs and Watson really playing together when they're both playing well for the first time. I think that has the ability to, hopefully open up this offense even more. I think you can see the vision that Brian Gutekunst had. If you told me right now, if you can go into a game with, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watson, Allen Lazard, and Randall Cobb as your top four with Toure as your number five, I don't dislike that wide receiver. I really love that wide receiver group. And again, I think they have the youth moving forward that they can lean on those rookies as well. So I think it's exciting long-term, but you can see what the vision was. Injuries and just some youth, I think, hampered it early in the season.
I got one more for you, then we got to roll. MVS got, what, $10 million a year from Kansas City. Does Allen Lazard get that type of money or more on the open market?
I think he gets a little bit less. I do think he ends up with another team. I don't think he has quite the playmaking ability that an MBS has. I don't think he has the ability to open up things, for other teams being a stretch player down the field. But he's a solid overall wide receiver. He's going to be able to be kind of your possession guy over the middle, solid blocker, although I think he's a little bit overrated in that regard. But I think he gets a really nice contract. I just don't ultimately think it ends up being in Green Bay.
He is our guy, Andy Herman, again, the Pack-A-Day podcast. And again, if you don't follow him on Twitter, you should, at Andy Herman, NFL. And again, check out that Pack-A-Day podcast. Andy, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. Have a good holidays.
Hey, thanks so much. You as well.
You betcha. Take care. Anytime we talk about Green Bay, it's sponsored by Otto's Wine and Spirits with a 7-employee-owned location serving Milwaukee. OttosWineAndSpirits.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.